This podcast brought to you by Hope 1032.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome, this is Chris Witt. I want to talk for a moment about this little word respect. So what is it anyway? The word respect from the Greek word means honour or value. It literally means to place a great value or high price on something. Interestingly, today we tend to place our values on our own rights and somehow we expect everyone to have respect for us. Wouldn't it be great? Life would be simple if we lived on a desert island away from others, from problems. Every day we are in relationships with people, people we enjoy spending time with, family, friends, co-workers, and also with people that drive us mad. These are people that bring stress into our lives, and some of these people we wish would go and bother somebody else. There may be a family member or a distant relative that you might see a few times a year. Could be a co-worker that just continues to add stress to an already stressful life. Maybe it's that friend that won't leave you alone. So how can you respect people like that? Deep down inside, I want to be respected. I want to be appreciated. It's all about maintaining a healthy relationship with other people. I want my adult kids, for example, to respect me. And I want them to hear what I have to say and listen. And as a husband, I want my wife to respect me for the things that I want. I want my wife to be proud of me. Let me say two things today. I have an idea that firstly, you've got to have respect for yourself. It's very important here. As a result of a broken spirit, many people lack confidence or self-esteem. Some might have been verbally abused as children or endured insults from a spouse, friend, or a boss. So whatever the reason, that person feels inferior to those around him or her. So how should I treat myself? Am I to view myself as superior? Respecting yourself means giving and defining your own worth and value as a human being. Can you think about it like this? If you don't respect yourself, it'll be far more difficult for you to respect somebody else. So I'm saying it all begins with self-respect and taking proper care of yourself, being honest, reliable, accepting personal responsibility for your own conduct and much more. It's about discovering and building up who you really are, building up your own character. It's much easier to respect who you are when you're not pretending to be what you're not. And eventually, I think you'll come to really dislike the pretense. You don't want to be a fake person, do you? The Christian teaching is very important here. God has given us gifts and talents, and he expects you to do something with them. So don't neglect to take care of others or minimize them by saying, look, you're not important. Rather, accept yourself just as God accepts you. And rather than putting yourself down, figure out how to fulfill the promise that God made you so that you can use your talents wisely. Respecting yourself is important because if you don't respect yourself, others won't either. And there's a verse in the New Testament from Romans chapter 12, verse 2, spoken by the Apostle Paul. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honouring each other. Honouring others? That's another way of saying respecting others. Why should we bother to respect everyone? I mean, there are people you think don't deserve it. It's a challenge, but here's the rub. Respect must not depend upon a person's achievements or abilities, but solely because they're made in the image of God. 1 Corinthians 13, again from the New Testament, is a tremendous passage to read. It talks about what love looks like. And verse 5 of 1 Corinthians 13 says, love is not proud. And the New International Version puts it in this way, love does not dishonour. And so to dishonour someone, you disrespect them. It's shaming or humiliating or regarding someone with disrespect, a lack of respect. But God's ways are different to many of our theories on how to treat people. So if the Bible is telling us that godly love is not proud and love does not dishonour or disrespect, then godly love must involve respect. We must settle in our heart that all mankind is God's precious property. We are his creation. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can look at this subject and sometimes we have to say, I haven't respected others as I should. Help me to do that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.